You mentioned the idea of combining osimertinib with other agents or EGFR TKIs with other agents. What are some of the strategies you're most excited about?
I think the most important is osimertinib plus a MET inhibitor. There's a clinical trial, the TATTON trial, which adds savolitinib to osimertinib to overcome MET-mediated resistance. We have a clinical trial up front where we give osimertinib plus gefitinib, two EGFR inhibitors,
Wow.
which suppress different types of resistance.
Wow.
Osimertinib suppresses T790M, gefitinib suppresses C797S. Interesting approach. There was data at ASCO about combining gefitinib with chemotherapy, and that EGFR inhibitor therapy plus chemotherapy might be better than an EGFR TKI alone. I'm not very excited about that. You know, my patients with an EGFR mutation, I see them every 3 months. You know, they just check in, they go back to their lives. And so I don't want to add chemo to that and sort of complicate their illness without really obvious evidence of an improved outcome. I don't do a lot of EGFR inhibitor therapy plus VEGF therapy. I don't give bevacizumab very much, again, because in my patients on oral therapy, I want them to have a good quality of life and not need to come in, you know, every few weeks for IV therapy if I can avoid it.
Can you talk a little bit about what we know? You know, that was a story that came out a couple of years ago. There was some more recent data looking at EGFR TKI and Bev.
Yeah. So that was a phase two trial initially done in Japan where erlotinib versus erlotinib plus bevacizumab improved PFS. It was quite a striking improvement. Again, it was a population with no brain mets, so it wasn't clear if it was applicable to all of our patients. That phase two data showing improved PFS has not then turned into an overall survival benefit. And so while it led to approval in Europe about giving erlotinib plus bevacizumab, it hasn't transformed our treatment paradigm. Some docs use it. It is being studied with osimertinib plus bevacizumab, but it's not a major part of our practice at Dana-Farber.
You know, targeted therapy in lung cancer certainly has been exciting. You see patients really benefiting, living longer, but it seems inevitable that these patients have progressive disease. Do you think that these combination strategies maybe will lead to a situation where either the patient could be cured or maybe maintained in a chronic disease state the way you see with CML?
So that's our hope. I think what's exciting about osimertinib is it is so tolerable that we can now start playing with adding other tools to osimertinib to make it better and maybe prevent resistance. For example, my colleague Pasiane has a preclinical model where if you add a MEK inhibitor to EGFR inhibitor therapy, you can actually cure models and prevent any resistance from developing. And so that's led to a trial where we are giving upfront for newly diagnosed EGFR mutant lung cancer, osimertinib plus selumetinib, a MEK inhibitor, which we hope through vertical inhibition of the pathway can maybe prevent any resistance from developing. I mean, this is a hope and it needs to be studied, but that idea that we could build off of osimertinib to do even better and stop resistance before it starts, that would be great. We're not there yet, and it requires a lot more work.